Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Bonte, I know that you just had TJ, Tim Jordan, in the camera. For those that watch us on YouTube, they may not know, TJ is the guy who makes everything happen when it comes to the technical side. Whether it's
don't
us
go
on
sucking
air,
up to him now because he hooked you up at the cabin. Yeah, don't start sucking up to TJ now when you're saying
TJ
those bad things about TJ.
No, 20 years ago.
I know what you said
he
about TJ earlier.
Westlake legend.
Dude, what you said about TJ earlier? I never see TJ around, man. He's never working. Where's our engineer at? You're throwing him under the bus.
Yeah, he's
don't do that.
On
don't,
a roof.
Don't suck up to him now.
Somewhere.
Don't suck up to him now all of a sudden because he got you hooked up in the cabin. TJ, what's up, TJ? My guy, man.
He's the best.
Tim Jordan, everybody.
Wow,
Tim Jordan.
30-something years in the game.
His son, you know the whole Westbrook episode that I had at Oracle Arena? His son was with me in the press box, and he was like, and I took him down to the media center, and I said, hey, stay in the Warriors media section. This is, stay here in the media Warriors. So he stayed in the Warriors presser, and he'd come with me in the OKC locker room. Oh, man, I should have brought him in the locker room. Maybe he would have saved me.
Used him as a meat shield?
I tried to.
Don't rip me, Westbrook. Rip him.
This is the guy who got, I'm just asking a question for him. He's the intern. I'm trying to help him out. All right, anyway. Senegal wins. They're moving on, baby. They're moving on. Let's go, Senegal.
Oh.
Ecuador. Bye-bye.
2-1.
You're done.
2-1.
Bye-bye. 2-1. Let's go, Senegal.
Hey.
Yeah, that's how you get it done.
That's your 11th favorite team?
Probably my 12th.
12th.
USA's 15th. Come on, USA. Show me something today.
Hey, show
shout
me what you're
Africa.
Working with.
No, shout
listen,
out Africa.
Well, you guys can help us out. What are we supposed to do in the middle of the show if they
I'll
score? Because a goal, especially if you're Team USA, this is to be cherished.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of these.
No, you don't.
And they need to score in the first half today, and that first half is going to take place between 11 and 11:45. That is the Willard and Dibbs show. And so we're going to be in the middle of making amazing points about Jeff Wilson and who knows what else. Steph Curry, Mavs tonight, Chuck Cooperstein, Timmy Kay are both going to be on the show in the 11 o'clock hour. You tell us. What do we do if they score?
So, Mark, as someone who I know you did nights for a long time,
sure,
doing counter programming to live sporting events.
Yeah, but it's different at night because people are home with TVs.
No,
this is 11 in the morning,
so,
right?
Here's where I'm going with this. I've done the Masters, and I know Dibs has done the same thing.
Hello,
I've done
friends.
The Open in the morning. You have to have one eye on the television,
mm-hmm,
and you have to wait the appropriate amount of time, because if you start doing play-by-play, the next thing you know, the cough, a.k.a. Stacey Kaufman, is going to be sending you a personal letter to take you off the air because we're getting sued by one of the big box companies.
No play-by-play.
You
that's not what I mean.
You call her the cough? Because that's a flex
yeah,
moment.
That, is,
like
that was big.
You
that
like
was,
that?
Wow.
I only like it
like
if
that?
She likes it. I mean, the cough?
The cough.
That's
wow. Really close with the boss lady.
Well, especially
that's,
this
I mean,
time of year.
Seriously, you're talking about managing up.
Managing up or sucking up? Yeah. Which one is
what's
it?
What's the difference?
Yeah, it's
none.
True.
Well,
it's
none.
No difference.
Exactly.
Well, and then
this time of year, too, after COVID, do you really want to be called the cough? I don't know.
How big of a flex to be able to be live from the shed or live from the cabin?
The basement.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe if I was closer to the cough, I could work from home too.
Hey, look, my wife only has so many weeks off per year where her boss is out of the country, and this is one of them. And it was either I take the whole week off or I try to patchwork this bad boy. Oh. And luckily, I got away with it.
Yeah, do me a favor and close the Venetian blinds.
It just started happening.
I mean, right now, it looks a little bit crazy on the YouTube and the Twitch.
I am disappointed in you, Dan Dibley. Biggest soccer fan at the station.
Yeah.
I would have taken the day off.
No, I mean, my dedication to the craft. And by the way, it's still the December book. I mean, if I understand
like
that,
me.
I mean, book, dedication. Joe could have waited until the holiday book, which is, you know, still about a week and a half away. But, you know, you got to grind. These are the days that matter.
Exactly.
We're coming off of a Niner win, victory Monday. You got a Warrior team that has somehow righted the ship. And you guys talked to Q earlier. Q was great. And I do want to get into a lot of what Baldy said. Mm. Hopefully the boys in the back aren't mailing it in just yet. They pulled some clips about Jimmy G and the red zone. I don't know if you heard Baldy.
I don't see it on my board. No.
Let's get it. Baldy was talking about Jimmy G in the red zone and how it's kind of like hold your breath and cover your eyes kind of an experience.
Did you agree with him, Dibs? Did you agree with him?
Why'd you say sure like that, Willard?
Because it's always been that way. Like, you can be... This is that middle ground where we always end up getting stuck. And it's like we force people either to be a lover or a hater.
Lover.
And you can't be anywhere in the middle where you do see the good and the bad. Jimmy Garoppolo's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's not a red zone king like Mahomes and Allen.
It's the dread zone with Jimmy G.
But
see you later.
Yeah, see,
wow.
Really? I didn't feel like that was a mic drop.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was a three. It's 9:04. Like, if you want to watch the game, go watch the game.
You're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMG, FM, and AC1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Your favorite 95.7 Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And don't forget that you can also watch us every day on YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log in and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there.
Yeah. Mark, you had more
time than you thought, but good job.
Mark, it actually reminds me a lot of my relationship with Brandon Belt, Jimmy Garoppolo. And I didn't know
you were dating.
Baby giraffe.
Go ahead.
But it's a very complicated relationship in that I don't think he's terrible. I think he's a solid player.
Yep.
I think we've overrated him at times. I think he's been...
underrated him at times.
Agreed.
One year.
We've miscast him at times as a middle of the order guy. I think in an ideal world.
I thought you were talking about Jimmy. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Jimmy's been underrated at times.
But I'm talking about Brandon Belt. I think they have a lot of similarities between the two of them in that they're good, not great. They can leave you frustrated at times. But like, I see both sides of the coin, and yet it feels like you have to pick a side. Either you're in or you're all the way out.
Well, that's part of our world, that's part of sports media, right? You want to be strong with what you're feeling and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo dropping back from the 11-yard line and going through progressions, that's never been just like, I'm going to kick my feet up. This is going to go well. Like, he's not perfect at that.
That doesn't make me feel good about the playoffs. Doesn't make me feel good.
But by the way, I that is a tough spot for almost every team. I mean, even Josh Allen, who leads the NFL in interceptions, he's done it a bunch at the goal line this year. Things get condensed down in there, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. There's a lot of turnovers right there.
We got a question on YouTube.
Yeah, what's up?
Are the Giants re-signing Brandon Belt?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. I hope not.
Hot stove, Steven. Hot stove, Steven.
It's not high
yet. Kind of lukewarm.
Yeah, well, the winter meeting
is next week.
The hot stove is over. There's no hot stove.
There's no hot stove ever.
No, the hot stove now is a four-month-long thing. We talked about this, how Major League Baseball, in terms of what they should do to make this actually a thing, like the NFL, you have the illegal tampering period, and then boom, 3 to 5 days of we got action. NBA, same thing. It's 1 week. Boom, everything happens. MLB, well, the World Series ends in November, and you know, we'll see in March when we all thaw out. In between then, there might be something that happens. You never know.
Dibs, the winter meetings are in San Diego Monday through Thursday of next week.
You guys going?
No. No. And to your point, though, they have all this arbitration stuff.
We're waiting for Aaron to invite us. Anyway, right. Yeah. Right. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that they have all this arbitration stuff that kind of like freezes all the salaries because a lot of guys are like, well, I want to wait and see what X, Y, and Z player gets in arbitration before I sign my money. And it's almost like they've set these rules in place to screw their own free agency frenzy.
Well, that is what they're doing. They're like the sides in all the sports. Look, the bosses and employees are, this is every company in America, right? They're sort of built to have angst between one another. But of all the sports, there's no bigger gap in the way people are thinking than in baseball between the players and the owners. And so free agency now, instead of becoming something that's condensed and fun, where you could, for a week and a half, you could own social media the same way the NFL and the NBA do, instead of creating that, they get to the off season and they play a game of chicken with each other, and that's why big contracts end up being led into February, which is positively the worst thing that you could do. You remember the Bryce Harper wait? It was excruciating. It took way too long.
Yeah, it took what? It 2 weeks before spring training.
There was also a labor shortage. There was also a labor thing that year.
Yeah. JD Martinez, did he sign late with the Red Sox?
Yes, 7-year, 130.
But it was super late, Machado. It's going to be a while.
It's a perfect thing for them to do, actually, in December. College football sort of goes away. It goes into a sleepy Chick-fil-A bowl thing or whatever it's doing on December 15th, right?
Music City Bowl coming.
The NBA has not hit its Christmas Day.
Bitter's Delight, baby.
Extravaganza yet. Like, the MLB could own, or not own, but have a big presence from December 1 to December 20 if they would just be like, okay, let's go. Everybody start, get aggressive, get signing, make some deadlines, deadline spur action. They could do it, but they don't. They don't think that way.
Warriors? Draymond Green?
What about Draymond in particular?
Would you be sad to see him go?
Why are you saying that? Why are you doing it with that look on your face?
It was a tap, tap, tap.
You know, was like
player like option. Like a villain.
I mean,
I've been watching. Listen, you just look like a parent who got the report card in the mail.
Seriously. And the kid comes home from school and doesn't know that mom and dad know that they got a D.
Listen, I've been watching a lot of Godfather, part one, part two. I'm in the middle of part three. I just do it every single year.
Are we about to get capped?
No, you're not. But I learned a lot from those two guys.
I'm smart.
He was Fredo. Worst. Shout out Fredo.
Fredo was such a sucker.
That was spooky,
dude. He like, oh man, Fredo.
No, why you want him to go?
I don't want him to go.
Well,
no,
why are you suggesting that he might? We're asking the question
because of where we were with Draymond a few weeks ago.
Sure.
Or right at the beginning of the season. You look at the way he's playing now, helping to turn around and to go to St. Warriors, and it's like, damn, I want this guy to pick up the option, or maybe he gets an extension.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's asking for too much money, and it's not something they need to deal with right now. Dibs pointed this out over the weekend, and I thought that this was really something that got lost because it was over the Thanksgiving weekend, and the Warriors played the same time as the 49ers. That Steph tech after the Draymond tech in the Minnesota game, where Steph runs out onto the court and purposefully goes overboard and gets a technical foul. If anybody missed that, looking at the bench afterward where they are all leaning on each other and laughing and having fun in a blowout victory, I was like, there you are.
They're back.
We've been looking for you guys.
They're back.
That was a bonding moment and a fun moment that we haven't seen all year long. It looked like the tension finally got cut.
It was big, and I mean, I laughed about it just because Steph Curry, I mean, I've never seen Steph. I don't know how many techs he had before this year, but he's got four techs this year.
Four?
Which is by far a career high. He might be on his way to, like, trying to surpass Draymond Green for most techs on the team, but Steph's playing with an edge that we've never seen before, and, you know, I'm always very supportive of the refs. The Draymond tech, I thought, was ridiculous, and I know it's probably a point of emphasis. And by the way, it's a point of emphasis because the way the Warriors carry on in terms of their bench. You saw last year where guys are spilling out along the baseline. It's too much.
Theo Pinto from the Dallas Mavericks. We'll see him tonight. literally in street clothes all on the floor coaching.
Right.
Like, dude, sit down.
Exactly.
You're not playing.
All of you. Don't get me started on courtside seats. They need to be banned. I know they never
Thank
will be.
You.
But, and you've had like drinks spilled. You had Lonzo Ball get hurt by a fan courtside. He went over there and rolled his ankle on a fan, but for Draymond Green to get a tech in that fashion, I thought was just terrible. Let him get his text the way he gets his text. And so for Steph to react the way he did and for the team to all be laughing the way they did, I don't know if you guys asked Q about that. I was getting on the ferry this morning.
We had to run the ball piece of it.
But really good with Q this morning and also great with Baldy.
Hey, Dibs, if you were to assemble a roster of bench players as your all celebration team, guys you want, if you just want to have the greatest celebration bench, guys pouring onto the waving towels, I'm going to start with Kent Bazemore.
Good. Yeah, good towel waver. I'm gonna add in Andre Iguodala, a guy who's really looks so good in street clothes, and it's boy, so he logged a lot of time on the bench. Yeah,
no, I'm gonna ML Carr. Yeah. I'll go meet you with ML Carr.
Good, it's good.
Big time towel waver and an NBA champ.
Wow, that's a good call.
Greatest towel waver of all time is a guy by the name of Ed Kazarian with the UCLA football team. I don't know if you guys ever remember or watched UCLA about 10, 15 years ago. It was literally his job. Now, he was some sort of an assistant coach. I don't know what he was in charge of. But his deal on the sideline, before every play, I don't know how the man's arm didn't fall off. Before every play, he would get literally out on the white, out on the sideline, and just ferociously wave a towel as if to get everybody excited. And that was back when there were at least a few people in the stands at UCLA football games. But yeah. I don't know where he is now, but that's the towel waver.
They're not
talking
about
his name.
They're not talking about building a new stadium for UCLA and moving out of the Rose Bowl.
I mean, that's
how many is it going to seat? 9,000?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Better be mini stadium. Better be mini.
I mean, you think about college football in the state of California. Forget the Bay Area where, you know, Coach Shaw retires. He steps away, yep. And it barely even makes a ripple.
That's
crazy.
The
winningest coach in Stanford history.
That's crazy.
One of the greatest coaches in Bay Area college football history.
Yep.
And you didn't bat an eye. None of us really batted an eye because we don't care about college football.
Yeah.
But then you go down to L.A., USC, UCLA, this year, they both were good. They both drew big. But beyond that, they're both leaving. They're going to go take on Purdue and Iowa and Illinois. It's over, bro.
UCLA really didn't draw big. They drew big last week.
That's what I'm saying.
When they hosted USC.
Yeah.
So USC is fourth in the nation, and they're drawing again. Like, they've got an atmosphere. But it's tough, man. I mean, I felt terrible. I'm listening to, you know, the great Joe Starkey retires. His career comes to an end over the weekend, and I'm listening to him a week and a half ago build up the Cal-Stanford game and talking about how the whole Bay Area is locked in and loaded for this football game, which was 3-7 versus 3-7. And I felt terrible because I was just like, gosh, no, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Nobody cares.
You know what I mean? Like, it's brutal. I love that game. I love college sports. But, you know, I mean, we've always been a pro sports town. That's always been the case. But yeah, college sports up and down. It's now you are either you are very good or they're not there.
Before we get out of here.
What happens to Cal? I'm sorry. What happens to Cal and Stanford next year when UCLA and USC go away? You know, I mean,
still a couple years away.
Well, and if Notre Dame decides not to come back out to because now they're going to have different affiliations. Maybe they join the ACC. Maybe they take Stanford off their schedule altogether because they don't need to come to the Bay Area for recruiting for whatever reasons. There's a lot going on. The thing on David Shaw, because I've been all over David Shaw and Stanford, it's just really sad. It ran its course. You know what I mean? Like, he did a great job maintaining what Harbaugh built.
I can't let you get away with this. You've been all over David Shaw and Stafford.
I watched them like religiously for whatever, 7-8 years. He built a factory.
What's love in that? You literally ripped me for talking about going to Stafford games. All right, I'm just having some fun. All right, but go ahead.
I feel like it ran its course, and I don't think anyone can have a sustained run at Cal or Stanford. They don't care about sports like that. Like, it's like the seventh thing on their agenda when they're creating their colleges.
Hey, I just saw this like over the last 15, 20 minutes, and I wonder what you guys think. Niners up to a 4-point favorite against the Dolphins. Money flying in on the Niners at -3.5 is up to 4 against the 8-3 Miami Dolphins, who've not lost a game with Tua as a quarterback for 3 quarters or more all year long.
Outside of the Buffalo Bills, who have the Dolphins beat?
New England. Right, but who have the 49ers beat? Like, we could do that with almost anybody.
We could do that with everybody.
Well, they beat the Ravens. They beat the Ravens in that crazy wild game where they scored a bunch of points.
And that's the Ravens thing. They blow fourth quarter leads.
And it was week two. No, you're not wrong, Bonte, that this four-game win streak they're on, five-game win streak they're on, Steelers, Lions, Bears, Browns, Texans.
Oh,
it's not that impressive. However, the definition of an impressive team is the team that consistently beats all the bad teams. Because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad
teams.
There's
a lot of them, you know? But look, to me, the Super Bowl is, well, I give you three teams in each conference, and I confidently will state that the Super Bowl will be a matchup of somewhere in this group. It is Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami, and the AFC. It is the 49ers, the Cowboys, and the Eagles in the
NFC.
Did
you think of Cincinnati as a Super Bowl team last year heading into the playoffs?
No, and I still
don't. Nor does he think Tennessee is this year. And your last confident statement is not looking so good when you said that Tampa, Green Bay, and the Niners would all make the playoffs. And it's not looking too good right now for Green Bay. Yeah, you did. That was about 5 weeks ago.
No, I said I would take
the odds. But who's counting?
No, I said I would take the odds on the
dog.
I said I'd take the odds on the bet.
And I gave you odds, and then you scoot, scoot.
That was not a prediction as much as a bet. That was a bet. Yeah.
And I gave you odds and you backed the track.
I hear you, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, let's just, before we let Joe get back to his vacation, the total number of bowl games this year in college football. Any idea?
26.
I've done the math.
413.
34.
26.
The correct answer is 43.
I read.
No.
Including the national championship game.
Is that including the Division II or just at the NCAA
Division I level?
Total, total number of people who will attend the games that are played prior to January 1st.
I think you had it right.
Also 413.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
How many bowl games are being held in Major League Baseball stadiums?
Ooh.
Three.
Ooh.
Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Wrigley Field.
How about Oracle Park?
Ooh.
No, I'm going to go.
They got Emerald's not there.
Yeah, anymore.
The old Texas Stadium, Texas Rangers. Marlins ballpark.
I'll go four.
They're having a bowl game in a Marlins ballpark. I'll say three. Six.
I go four.
The Marlins ballpark? Is that Hard Rock Stadium?
No, Hard Rock is the Miami Dolphins Stadium.
The correct answer is, to my math, is four. You've got the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Oh, of course.
Wasabi.
When I think of wasabi, I think of Boston.
You've got, I'm scrolling down here. We're doing it live.
Is there really a Wasabi Bowl?
Guaranteed Rate Bowl at Chase Field.
That's in Arizona.
Oh, that's in Arizona. I've been to that game. I saw Air Force go on a 12-minute drive against Wazoo in that football game.
One of the last bowl games.
It was the day before Clemson, Ohio State.
The bowl game that used to be at the Murph that now is at Petco.
Oh, that's cool.
The Holiday Bowl.
You still want to do it. Classic Bowl. Shout out Cal 2004.
And then this one, the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
Yankee Stadium.
We could do a whole segment of you just reading the names of bowls.
I attended that game at Chase Field in Arizona. It was very, very weird. It was like $2 tickets to go see Air Force
One. Which one of these two has a bowl named after him? Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon?
Wow.
Kimmel.
I'm
going to
get Kimmel because he has a charity that he's working on.
Jimmy Kimmel. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stifle.
Where's that game at?
Stifle.
Where's that game at?
At SoFi. Do you guys know what Stifle makes?
That's what I do to you on this show.
That's a damn five. Feel free to stifle me at 11 because I'll be all locked in.
You got it.
Anyway, I mean, we can play the bowl game. We should get into it more.
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
Yeah.
It's just called the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let you guys start. We've got to get out of here. We're on that cutoff here. Go USA.
Why are you asking with a question mark? You're all Team Africa. I heard you.
Come on. Team Africa, Team Brazil, Team France, Team England.
Over under half a goal for USA today.
Over.
Over.
Better be.
We're winning today. I can feel it.
Over, I think it's going to be a draw today.
After watching a full 90-minute game, I'm ready.
I'll wake up and watch the highlights because it's nap time for you, boy. Early start.
You are not napping through the match.
I got 3:30 pregame tip, coach. I got to get a nap in.
The highlights.
Watch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.